Idiots, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud. We're back now to another unique case of a Beshamai, Beis Hillel with Shamai and other Tanoim. HaPoirit Selo Shalmai Seshem Shalayim. Like we explained the previous Mishnah, this is the real Mishnah. The previous Mishnah is only Agav. Here we have a Machloikis. If somebody was Mefarit, a Sela of Mai Seshem. Here we're talking about not somebody who was left over like the previous Mishnah with small money in Yerushalayim, and he wants to change it back into a large coin to go back to Haifa. We're talking about a Yid who has a field, a farm in Haifa, and now he's traveling to Yerushalayim. So what does he do? He puts all the Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni from this year's crop onto one very large coin. He gets to Yerushalayim, and now he has to switch into small money. Every day he's going to go buy fruits and vegetables from the local vendors in Yerushalayim to eat betara kedin Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni. So he has a sela, and he goes over to a shulchan in Yerushalayim to mefarid it to prutos. Beishamai oimim b'chol ha-sela mois. Switch the whole thing. Again, Beishamai is not choshesh for the hefsid of Ma'aseh Sheni. So now he comes to Yerushalayim. He's allowed to let himself go. He's allowed to switch the whole thing to coins. There'll be leftovers then. There'll be leftovers. And when he goes back to Haifa, he switched the whole thing back onto a large coin. He doesn't have to make a judicious decision, half like this and half like that. Beishamai says, no. B'shekel kesef, b'shekel mois. This is really the same machlokes that we had before. The Rav brings another svar from Rishonim that there's something to be choshish over here, is that when he switches over into nechoshish, the coins can rust and they can go bad. The larger coins won't. The smaller coins disintegrate easier. They lose some of their weight, etc. So don't be mafsid. Basil says be slow and steady on how much you'd switch into smaller money, switch it slowly, only a shekel, only a half a sela at a time, not the whole sela. Hadonim lifnei chachamim ma'imrim. This is a lashon that we don't find too often. The mefarshim bring, it's a gemara in Sanhedrin, daf yud zayin amud beis, but take a look at the Rav, Tvesol, Tvesyomtiv, and Ma'aseh Sheni. Hadonim lifnei chachamim refers to Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zayma, Chanan HaMitzvi, and Chananya ben Chachinoi. These are all four Bnei Dor Echod, the Dor of Reb Kiva, younger Chachamim, the Dor of Reb Kiva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, according to one sheet, is Moisev also, Shimon HaTemoni. These are all names we don't find too often in Mishnayis. Hadonim Lefnei Chacham over here means they were the younger Dor who were done in front of the Gedolei HaDor. And again, this is the door of Eduyos, is the door of different Eduyos that were brought forth in front of the Bezna in Yavna. So Yavna, the Gedolei HaDor, were Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Miyasid, and then the Gedolei HaDor were those Tanoim. Rabbi Kiva was already from the Gedolei HaDor, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfin, and so on. The younger Dor are the Tanoim that we just mentioned. They're called Hadonim Lefnei Chacham, Beloshen Tofel, to the Gedolei Hador that were there. They were done a third way, a third perspective. There's Beshamai, Besil, Beshloisha Dinarim Kesef, Bedinarim Mois. Let's split it three quarters. Let's be Choshish. And he was more Choshish even than Beshamai before. The Donim Lefnei Chacham. The Shita of these Chachamim was to say that three-quarters of the seller should be protected in kesef form, in bigger coinage of dinarim. There are four dinarim in a seller, two dinarim in a shekel, two shkolim in a seller. Three-quarters of it should be protected, and one dinar can be broken down to prutas. So not half-half, even more. He has to save three-quarters in coinage, in safe coinage of a dinarim. Reb Kiva Omer, he's machmi even more. Remember, the Hadonim Lefnei Chacham Pashtus is they were done in front of the older Chacham. Reb Kiva is from the Gedolei HaDor already in that door. And his Shita was to be more machmir even. B'shloisha dinarim kesef, three dinarim to protect in dinarim, u'berviz kesef, in the fourth one also not to be able to turn the fourth one straight into matbeos, bervis mois, a quarter of that quarter. He could only turn 1/16th of a sela at one time into small coins. So he's mamish overprotective. He's the Shita Machmeres. Reb Tarfin Oimer, in the dinner review, Reb Tarfin seems to be masking to Reb Kiva the three-quarter, one-quarter, and the one-quarter he could be mefaret. Rabbi Kiva holds that in the one quarter, it can only be mefarat one quarter of the three quarters. Rabbi Tarfon holds in that dinner harvi, it shouldn't break it down into one quarter prutais and the other three quarters leave as coinage. It means Rabbi Tarfon Batsim is holding like Rabbi Kiva. They could only break down a fraction of the quarter of one dinar's worth of a seller. But Rabbi Kiva holds that that quarter you could break down into smaller coinage. In a dinar itself, there's silver coins, smaller silver coins. Then there are prutas of nechayshis. That's where we're chayshish for falling apart, ipush, rust, etc. One quarter of that. Rabbi Tarfon says, even that not. Aspiri is a, it's not the regular coinage. It's a coin of Yovan, it's 1/5 of a dinar. So you can't even use a quarter, not even 1/16. You have to use 1/5 of one quarter. It's 1/20 of the original seller. So we have four levels of chumrah. Beis Shammai is machme over Beis Hillel, and that's mzach. In that sheet itself, Adonim lefnei chacham were more machme, Reb Kiva was more machme, Reb Tarfon was more machme. This is an unusual mishnah, that's why it's over here. Shammai oimer. It shouldn't turn into prutas at all. Yanichena b'chanus, he has a different etzah. He should not turn the mois ma'isisheni. He should be overprotective. It should not be turned into prutas shalom l'koishas. It should be put in holding by the storekeeper. He takes a selah. He puts it by a storekeeper and he goes to one grosser. V'yoichal kenegdon, he's constantly eating and he's being poid de mechalol from that coin onto the food and he's eating it b'kedushas ma'isisheni. Yeah? He doesn't even turn into Prutash on the Chayshis at all. What he does is, he doesn't break up the coin, he uses that coin extensively by one storekeeper who will make that arrangement with him. Mishnah Yud Aleph. On now, from Seyed Zerum to Seyed Tyrus. And this is a dinim that are in Kalim, Perk Chov Beis. Kisei Shokalo Shenitlu Chifuyov. There's a lot of Protim in those Prokim Mesechas Kelim, the context is this. Kelim Amakabal Tuma, Zov sits down, Anita sits down, or it's in a room with a mace. Various forms of Tuma. A Kli can become Tomei, a piece of wood not. A Kli can become Tomei, just a piece of metal cannot. At what point does a broken Kli become Ois Kli and it turns into Shivre Kelim? It's a big part of Mesechas Kelim is saved around that. And the protum of each type of kli, at what point it becomes ois, that kli is the, one of the protum is this. Kisei shokala is some type of support that a kala would put her arms on, and there are little pieces that stick out on the side of the chair, and that's where the person puts their arm. It's sort of like an armrest, but some type of pieces on the side of the chair, and the person would rest their arms there. The chipuyov's miloshen cheif, which is like the keys, the teeth of a key. It's things that stick out. So with the nitlu chipuyov, so it's definitely broken. You wouldn't sell it that way in the store, but the shayla is it's still functional. At what point does it just become a broken piece of wood? Be shamay mitamim, be silu mitarim. The machlokes over there is on that prat. Again, we're not going to go into it because you have to understand that in the context of a lot of yisoidis over there, what are the klolim of when a kli becomes ois kli. So, Beisil is mitari, holds that it becomes ois kli. Beishamai is mitame, he holds that it still is roi l'tumah. Shamai oimer af malbein shel kisei tome. Even the, there's another part of the chair, which is the flat part, the moisha, which is the seat, is tome for itself, even when it's not attached to the chair itself, it's still roi l'yeshiva. It's also a David Tomei. Kanir Beishamah Beisil didn't consider that because that's not, it's certainly not a David Oimim. So here as well, in the context of what we're doing, where we have Shammai being Machmir more than Beishamah, and Beisil is the Mekel over here. Kisei Shekvoi Ba'arevo. An Arevo is some type of big bowl. You have it in Pesachim also, in a big bowl that they would knead in. It wasn't just like a bowl for one woman. It was a big thing that a lot of people, it was more of an industrial size thing. And they put in a lot of dough and they would work in that. So there was a seat over there. There was somebody standing over there. The kisei over here is not for sitting on. It's for somebody to place. It's like the counter space of that works station. Beshamay mitamim. The kisei itself is something. Here the nekud is a little bit different. When we're talking about a kli becoming tomei, betumas moishov. Tumas moishov means anybody who's a zov, a nida. They're metame b'moishev, not only metame by sitting, they're metame even without touching that thing, they're metame by sitting on it. Even if there would be a cushion in between, it would also be metame. It's a separate level of sensitivity to tumah. So we consider the kisei shekvoy ba'areva also mokem moishev, even though now it's not part of a mokem yud liyeshiva, but it still can be used as such. Besil metame, once it became set up by a reva, so then it's not a mokum yeshiva anymore. Again, this we have a lot of these type of machlokes in over there. Shammai oimu, Shammai over here also adds his own shita. Afa osu bo, even the kisei which is made lechatchila to be mechuba to a reva, it's made to be counter space, is roy lekabel, like we said, tumas moishu, which is called b'loshon chacham tumas medris. Any kisei which is made to be part of something, it can also be considered a mokum yeshiva because it's roi lekach, despite the fact that it wasn't made that way lechatchila. Again, pratim of this we have to see in Maseches Kelim, but that's the machlokes. In this context, Shammai is more machmir than Beis Shammai, and that's why the Mishnah is over here.